Good morning. My guest this morning is Dennis Agnos from Face to Face. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking about Art for Life, one of the premier art events, if not of the entire year, at least for the fall, coming up on September 19th. So talk a little bit about it, how it works, and which one it is. I always like to know what's the number.
Yeah, thank you for that nice introduction. It is the 28th annual Art for Life.
Uh-huh.
That will occur Saturday, September 19th, this Saturday, at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. It is Sonoma County's longest-running art auction to end HIV.
So it's going to be at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, the former Veterans Building in Sebastopol. Can you give us an idea of what the ambiance is like, what the event looks like?
I'd be happy to. It's a lovely afternoon event. It happens from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. There are 150-plus local Sonoma County artists that come together to donate a piece of their work. And the art is displayed in that beautiful new gallery in the Art Center, the former Veterans Building, as
right.
You mentioned. We serve great hors d'oeuvres and nice afternoon libations, and people have an opportunity to walk the gallery, enjoy the art, and place bids all in support of face-to-face programs and services.
That's right. We have to remember that this is indeed a genuine auction, auctioning off really fine works from local artists.
Indeed, it is. And the art that you'll see, it's from oil paintings to pastels, sculptures to jewelry that you can wear. It runs the gamut. There really is something for everybody. And the best piece of it is that you get to take home with you, if you're the winning bidder, a beautiful piece of local Sonoma County art.
Well, you mentioned to me before we started the interview that on Friday, the 18th, in the afternoon, people can get an advance view of what will be seen on the following day?
Indeed. We want to make this showing accessible to everybody in the county. So if you're not able to join us on Saturday for whatever reason, on Friday from noon to 3 is a complimentary public viewing of the art that is in the show, and that will be available for bid on Saturday. So if you can't come Saturday, please do come Friday to the Art Center if it's a beautiful space, and you'll get to see all the great art and benefit of face-to-face.
So will it be like auctions that I've been to where there are some mysterious people sitting at tables over on one corner who have all the bids that have been left by people who just couldn't make it to the auction proper?
There's an opportunity for guests to buy it now. So if you don't want to get into a bidding war with anybody,
uh-huh.
There's a price that you can check and the piece is yours. So we encourage buy it now pricing. Otherwise, there are some folks that like to stand by their art and protect it, so to speak, to make sure that nobody overbids them.
I've seen that too. I've really seen that. I used to be an art dealer and that.
Yeah, you understand
that
well.
That really
then.
Does happen. And people get very salty about that too.
It's fun. It's very spirited. And we have a fun way that we finalize that kind of competition, if you will. So if people really want that art, once we close and there's two people in competition for it, we'll ask you to write down what you think is your top dollar for it in a secret ballot, and whoever has the highest bid will win.
This press release says that there will be more than 200 works of art available.
We're near that number, and it's just a stunning collection of work. For your listeners today, if they'd like to preview the art, the gallery, online gallery, is up on our website.
Oh,
so you
great.
Can see all of the works that are in the show.
Okay, why don't you give that online address?
You bet. I'm happy
to. Look.
It is artforlifef2f.com. So Art for Life, F2F.com.
It's really nice to be able to participate, even if you just can't make it at that particular time.
Indeed, indeed.
And nice also to participate in the 27th year of an auction that benefits people living with HIV/AIDS.
Yes, yes.
Dennis, thank you very much for coming in. Let's say once again that the auction itself is on the 19th from 2 to 6 in the afternoon at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. There'll be a preview of it on Friday the 18th from noon to 3 at the Sebastopol Center. For information, our number is 544-1581, online artforlifef2f.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day. Thank you.